Today is the 15th day of August. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we gather, gather together, shoulder to shoulder, and look back. Here we are at the end of a week that we looked out over before it began. Now we're looking back. It's happened. And we reflect just on some of the high moments, but also some of the valley moments. And we examine ourselves, like, how did that happen? And, you know, how did we have a role to play in it? And that's how we become self-aware. We begin to catch ourselves in our patterns. And so, eyes to see and ears to hear is something that Jesus told us that we must have. And eyes to see and ears to hear in our own lives. That's where it really begins. And so, grateful to be here with you today. Take some time writing down the highs and lows of the week. And you'll find that to be fascinating over time. Absolutely fascinating over time. So, do that. We've come here for a primary purpose, and that is to read the next step, to take the next step forward as we are moving through the entire Bible this year. Working our way through the book of Nehemiah today. And so let's jump in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 22 through 10, verse 39. Then you helped our ancestors conquer kingdoms and nations, and you placed your people in every corner of the land. They took over the land of King Sihon of Heshbon and the land of King Og of Bashan. You made their descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and brought them into the land you had promised to their ancestors. They went in and took possession of the land. You subdued whole nations before them. Even the Canaanites, who inhabited the land, were powerless. Your people could deal with these nations and their kings as they pleased. Our ancestors captured fortified cities and fertile land. They took over houses full of good things, with cisterns already dug, and vineyards and olive groves and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate until they were full and grew fat and enjoyed themselves in all your blessings. But despite all this, they were disobedient and rebelled against you. They turned their backs on your law. They killed your prophets who warned them to return to you, and they committed terrible blasphemies. So you handed them over to their enemies who made them suffer. But in their time of trouble, they cried to you, and you heard them from heaven. In your great mercy, you sent them liberators who rescued them from their enemies. But as soon as they were at peace, your people again committed evil in your sight, and once more you let their enemies conquer them. Yet whenever your people turned and cried to you again for help, you listened once more from heaven. In your wonderful mercy, you rescued them many times. You warned them to return to your law, but they became proud and obstinate and disobeyed your commands. They did not follow your regulations by which people will find life if only they obey. They stubbornly turned their backs on you and refused to listen. In your love, you were patient with them for many years. You sent your spirit who warned them through the prophets, but still they wouldn't listen. So once again, you allowed the peoples of the land to conquer them. But in your great mercy, you did not destroy them completely or abandon them forever. What a gracious and merciful God you are. And now, our God, the great and mighty and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of unfailing love, do not let all the hardships we have suffered seem insignificant to you. Great trouble has come upon us and upon our kings and leaders and priests and prophets and ancestors. all of your people from the days when the kings of Assyria first triumphed over us until now. Every time you punished us, you were being just. We have sinned greatly, and you gave us only what we deserved. Our kings, leaders, priests, and ancestors did not obey your law or listen to the warnings in your commands and laws. Even while they had their own kingdom, they did not serve you, though you showered your goodness on them. You gave them a large, fertile land, but they refused to turn from their wickedness. So now today, we are slaves in the land of plenty that you gave our ancestors for their enjoyment. We are slaves here in this good land. The lush produce of this land piles up in the hands of the kings whom you have set over us because of our sins. They have power over us and our livestock. We serve them at their pleasure, and we are in great misery. The people responded, "In view of all this, we are making a solemn promise and putting it in writing. On this sealed document are the names of our leaders and Levites and priests." The document was ratified and sealed with the following names: the governor, Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah, and also Zedekiah. The following priests: Sariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Elkijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Maluk, Harim, Meramot, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Baruch, Meshulam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maatziah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah. These were the priests. The following Levites: Jeshua, son of Azaniah, Benui from the family of Henadad, Kadmiel and their fellow Levites, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalita, Peliah, Enan, Micah, Rehob, Hashbiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, and Beninu. The following leaders: Parosh, Peyat Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Boni, Asgad, Bibai, Adonijah, Bigvai, Aden, Ater, Hezekiah, Azur, Hodiah, Hashum, Bizai, Harif, Anathoth, Nibai, Magpiash, Meshulam, Hetzir, Meshazabel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatiah, Anan, Enea, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Haloesh, Pilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabana, Measia, Ahaya, Hanan, Anan, Maluk, Harim, and Beana. Then the rest of the people, the priests, Levites, gatekeepers, singers, temple servants, and all who had separated themselves from the pagan people of the land in order to obey the law of God, together with their wives, sons, daughters, and all who were old enough to understand, joined their leaders and bound themselves with an oath. They swore a curse on themselves if they failed to obey the law of God as issued by his servant Moses. They solemnly promised to carefully follow all the commands, regulations, and decrees of the Lord our God. "We promise not to let our daughters marry the pagan people of the land, and not to let our sons marry their daughters. We also promise that if the people of the land should bring any merchandise or grain to be sold on the Sabbath or on any other holy day, we will refuse to buy it. Every seventh year we will let our land rest, and we will cancel all debts owed to us. In addition, we promise to obey the command to pay the annual temple tax of 1/8 of an ounce of silver for the care of the temple of our God. This will provide for the bread of the presence, for the regular grain offerings and burnt offerings, for the offerings on the Sabbaths, the new moon celebrations, and the annual festivals. for the holy offerings, and for the sin offerings to make atonement for Israel. It will provide for everything necessary for the work of the temple of our God. We have cast sacred lots to determine when, at regular times each year, the families of the priests, Levites, and the common people should bring wood to God's temple to be burned on the altar of the Lord our God, as is written in the law. We promise to bring the first part of every harvest to the Lord's temple year after year, whether it be a crop from the soil or from our fruit trees. We agree to give God our oldest sons and the firstborn of all our herds and flocks, as prescribed in the law. We will present them to the priests who minister at the temple of our God. We will store the produce in the storerooms of the temple of our God. We will bring the best of our flour and other grain offerings, the best of our fruits, and the best of our new wine and olive oil. And we promise to bring to the Levites a tenth of everything our land produces, for it is the Levites who collect the tithes in all our rural towns. A priest, a descendant of Aaron, will be with the Levites as they receive these tithes, and a tenth of all that is collected as tithes will be delivered by the Levites to the temple of our God and placed in the storerooms. The people and the Levites must bring these offerings of grain, new wine, and olive oil to the storerooms and place them in the sacred containers near the ministering priests, the gatekeepers, and the singers. We promise together not to neglect the temple of our God. First Corinthians 9:19-10:13. Even though I am a free man with no master, I have become a slave to all people to bring many to Christ. When I was with the Jews, I lived like a Jew to bring the Jews to Christ. When I was with those who followed the Jewish law, I too lived under that law. Even though I am not subject to the law, I did this so I could bring to Christ those who are under the law. When I am with the Gentiles who do not follow the Jewish law, I too live apart from that law, so I can bring them to Christ. But I do not ignore the law of God. I obey the law of Christ. When I am with those who are weak, I share their weakness, for I want to bring the weak to Christ. Yes, I try to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and share in its blessings. Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. I don't want you to forget, dear brothers and sisters, about our ancestors in the wilderness long ago. All of them were guided by a cloud that moved ahead of them, and all of them walked through the sea on dry ground. In the cloud and in the sea, all of them were baptized as followers of Moses. All of them ate the same spiritual food, and all of them drank the same spiritual water, for they drank from the spiritual rock that traveled with them, and that rock was Christ. Yet God was not pleased with most of them, and their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. These things happened as a warning to us, so that we would not crave evil things as they did, or worship idols as some of them did. As the scriptures say, the people celebrated with feasting and drinking, and they indulged in pagan revelry. And we must not engage in sexual immorality as some of them did, causing 23,000 of them to die in one day. Nor should we put Christ to the test as some of them did, and then died from snake bites. And don't grumble as some of them did, and then were destroyed by the angel of death. These things happened to them as examples for us. They were written down to warn us who live at the end of the age. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. Psalm 34, 1 through 10. A psalm of David regarding the time he pretended to be insane in front of Abimelech, who sent him away. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak His praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. I prayed to the Lord and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear Him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His godly people, for those who fear Him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Proverbs 21:13. Those who shut their ears to the cries of the poor will be ignored in their own time of need. Father, we thank You for Your word. Thank You for another week. Thank You for bringing us through it. Thank You for all that has been learned in it. And Holy Spirit, we ask that You help us to actually pay attention to the highs and lows of any given week. We might see the rhythms. We also see Your faithfulness in all things that You have brought us this far. And so as we release this week into the history books, into the story of our lives, we thank You that we get to keep writing it, that we get to keep working, that we get to keep being sanctified, that we keep being transformed. Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app are home base. They are where you find out what's going on around here, and so indeed do that. Check out the community section. Be familiar with all things community there. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. All kinds of resources, including the new spiritual connection cards that you can see all about in the Daily Audio Bible shop. But those are back in stock, and so I'd love for you to have some. Check them out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Greetings, my DAB family. This is New Envisioned Growth out of New York. Just listening to the community prayer and fearfully and wonderfully made. What a testimony of your grandson going to church. Today is Sunday, so he'll be going today, and I pray that something resonates and that the word that is being said today would find itself on good ground, and that your grandson Garrett would just be on fire for the Lord. I don't think it's a coincidence of how the DNA testing and the fact that you were divinely connected with other family. He was divinely connected with other family. So that is just great. Blind Tony, always, always good to hear you and your blessing in your ministry that you have going on. Sparky, congratulations. You know, I always say when it seems like we're back on track and we're doing right, here comes the enemy. That just means that you're doing something right. I know that you called in before wanting prayer for some struggles. Well, guess what? I guess it's working. I guess you are on the right track, because here comes that devil with all of his tricks. But thank and glory be to God that not one weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm definitely praying for all charges that were already dropped. That's how you know it was an assignment to try to throw you off course or to get you back to old ways. No. Congratulations. That means that you're doing something right, and the devil knows it. So keep the course, and I will be continuing to pray for you, Sparky, and your family. Love you guys.
Thank you, Lynn Still, and I'd like to lift up my sister in Christ, Not Shaken, who also went by Wildflower, I believe. I want to lift up your son and you. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you today giving thanks and praise for life, giving thanks to you for never leaving us and never forsaking us. That Holy Spirit is our counselor, our healer, our comforter, especially in these times when we are not sure how to navigate a situation. I know the love of a mother for my sons, and especially when there is a diagnosis of a mood disorder like bipolar, probably accompanied with a lot of other things, right? So I just pray, Heavenly Father, that you provide wisdom in the healthcare situation, and that you provide peace through the journey. I know that it's an ongoing struggle and it doesn't seem to end, but I know that, Heavenly Father, you are in it all and you will work through it all. And we just pray that you be glorified in every step and every moment of rest and victory and joy along the way, and that you would hold my sister and her son so close to you, Lord, and so tight. I also just praise you that she reached out. She said that she struggles asking for help. So thank you for that humility, Lord. And I pray for mamas out there that are struggling to support their children through these types of journeys and just trying to find our way, Lord. Thank you for being with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, DAB family. This is Denzel. Today is the first day of my journey. In sobriety. This is quite different than what I would normally do, and I'm starting on a Saturday, so when I got off from work, temptation was real high for me to just kick back and crack one. Problem is, one always turns into two, three, and then I hit the floor, not even four. So I'm changing it up, and I had asked God, Yahweh, I asked the Lord to please give me the strength to get through this first day, just today. Tomorrow, I know it'll take care of itself, especially I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but just today, just this evening. And for those out there that are suffering from my sickness that I have, please be encouraged. And I will pray for y'all, and I pray for everyone who have other issues and ailments. I thank y'all in advance for your prayers. And I will show up, like Brian say, tomorrow, once again. I appreciate it, and God bless each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all.
This is Elva from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I was just wanting to request prayer for my son, Curtis, and his wife, Tiffany. They are separated, and she's been contemplating a divorce. I just pray that God will undertake. They have three beautiful children, and they are suffering from not having their father in the home. We just pray that God will undertake as only He can do. Pray that they will be reconciled and God's will be done. Thank you.
Hey, Dab family. It's your sister on the Shepherd Shoulders from Idaho, reaching out for prayer. My request seemed trivial to me to ask for a while, but I've been prompted to ask anyways, and maybe some of you are experiencing the same conflict. I'm 65 years old and have been working at a medical corporation as a medical history screening person. Donors of all walks of life during the day. My attitude is getting worse, and instead of being a kingdom light, I feel more like I'm a light snuffer. I pray daily that the joy of the Lord would be my strength. Please pray that God's will be done, that I either find new employment or a gift of an attitude change. As long as He gets the glory and I can serve Him the rest of my days for His glory, that's what I want. And I pray that if any of you are in the same boat, that you would find gainful employment and be happy in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, family.
Good morning, everyone. This is Amy from Illinois, and I want to call in and say just some encouragement to Taken with Love from Louisiana. I have been meaning to call in since you let us know about your diagnosis, and I haven't done it, but I have been praying for you ever since. I second what our sister, I don't remember her name, but she called in for you and said that it just felt to her that this was an attack on you and your calming, soothing nature and your voice. And I stand with her against the plot of the enemy. And want you to know that. I want you to know that I haven't called in, and I'm sorry for that, but I have been praying for you. You're loved and thought of and prayed for often. So I hope you all have a good day. Thank you.